Welcome to Crewcast, where we cruise through this week's biggest topics. This is episode 2, and we're your hosts, Nate Lawson,
Teresa Hall,
Adriana Pinilla,
Carla Nafaru,
and Scott Tepesu.
Look, the phone's ringing. I think it's Father Chris. Let's hear what he has to say. Hey, Father Chris.
Hey, Crewcast. Here are my words of wisdom for this week. When pride is nurtured, disgrace soon follows. But wisdom is the hallmark of the humble. So this week, let us pray for the virtue of humility. And where else do we see this exemplified in our life better than the Blessed Mother? Who, throughout our whole life, exemplified humility and whose birthday we celebrate today, the 8th of September. And also St. Augustine says, it is humility that makes angels. So go out there, Crewcast, and be angels. For the Lord is always close to the humble.
Thank you, Father Chris.
You're welcome. God's peace, and let's remain united in prayer.
Last Friday, we had our first high school football game of the year. The Crusaders came up short after a hard fight against Bay Area Christian. Special shout out to everyone who attended the Crusader extravaganza.
Now it's time for this week's overview. This week will be a white week, and on Monday we have the A&B middle school volleyball team playing at Trinity Marshall.
On Tuesday we have varsity volleyball at Greenville Christian at 6 p.m.
And on Wednesday it's a white day, and we have Holy Mass and 7th and 8th grade parent meetings at 6 p.m. in the library.
On Thursday we have PSIA tryouts for middle school and a middle school volleyball game versus Athens.
And on Friday we have the varsity cross country being in a meet at Pine Tree. We also have the St. Gregory Pep Rally, the JV varsity volleyball team playing versus Cornerstone Christian, and the varsity football team playing against Crossroads. And it's also a future Crusader night, so make sure you show up.
On Saturday, we have SAT National Testing Day at 7 a.m.
Okay, this segment is where we shout out student and teacher birthdays for the next week. Andrew Boho, whose birthday is on September 7th, Connor Palumbo, whose birthday is on September 9th, Christian Norwood, whose birthday is on September 12th, and for our faculty, Mrs. Ramirez, whose birthday is on September 7th, and Mrs. Tabar, whose birthday is on September 12th. I would like to wish a very happy birthday to these students and faculty. Happy birthday to
this segment is called Talk to Teresa, where we interview a variety of Gorman students on different topics throughout the year.
We're here with a few of the key players from the Team St. John for this week's dodgeball competition. We're here with Jalen, Molly, and Eli. So Jalen, what was your strategy going into the tournament?
No, we really just came to win. We didn't have no sights on losing. And when we got out there, we didn't really see no other competitors that really stood a chance with us. It was just us and the ball, and we got the job done as a team.
And Eli, what do you think ultimately led you to your victory?
We didn't have a losing mindset, and losing wasn't really an option for us. It went only win. That's it.
And what were the key moments in the tournament for your team, Molly?
Definitely just everyone being really excited and Ms. Conan getting really hyped up for our team and everyone at the final end of the game.
Yeah, just a celebration thing. Jalen, what do you think was your toughest match?
Honestly, there wasn't one for us. It was just a complete landslide all the way throughout the tournament. We're just a better team. Simple.
Mm-hmm. And for any of y'all, is there anybody you want to shout out that encouraged your victory besides Ms. Cohen?
Maybe just players on the other team. For not playing with us, I guess, yeah. We just beat him. That's it.
Shout out Matthias Kimmick and Bo Bender for getting us the easy wins.
All right, thank you guys for coming.
This segment is called Hot Takes.
where a question is asked and debated by your host. This week's question is, would you rather time travel to the past or to the future? So guys, what do you guys think?
Past.
The past?
Definitely
past.
Yes,
how
about you?
The past.
I don't really have a preference because y'all were saying like, whether I go to the past or future, I could affect the timeline that I'm in. But I don't think that's the case.
Why don't you think your timeline will be moving at the same time?
No, I do think the time, like, I think the timeline that I was in will be moving the same, but I won't be there.
Yeah. I feel like it'll mess things up then too. Like, if you're not there, the timeline's moving, right? So either one you go to, it's gonna mess it up.
Yeah, I guess for like, if you go to The Flash, there's like an article, he went back to the time, but there's an article saying he went missing because he went back in time.
Because the timeline was still moving.
Exactly. It was still moving. Mm. But if you go back in time, so say, let's keep it this question simple. If you go back in time or go into the future, which one would you rather do? Like, you said past, why would you go to the past?
Because you can relive memories and like you already kind of know what's going to happen and you can just see like a different point of views for it too. So I feel like it would just be better. You get a different like perspective of everything kind of.
Different perspective? Mm-hmm. But would you change your past?
No, when you go back to the past, you're still you.
Yeah.
So you're just watching you. It's like you're watching a TV show, but you already know what's going to happen. But then now you get to like notice things that haven't before.
Okay, but why would you do that? Why would you just go to the future, figure out like stuff that happened, then and bring it back to the past?
Because I feel like that's dangerous. Now I don't mess with that. I don't know.
Look, but if
exactly,
you go to the
it's a spoiler. And then also it's like, okay, if you like, go watch it, it's going to change. Because you know what's going to happen. And
okay,
so
that,
then you go back and change it.
So are you only allowed to go to the future or the past once? Or are you allowed to go there multiple times?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah, because.
Yeah, that changes things.
That does change things.
Yeah.
I would go back to that so many times.
I agree. I just want to like relive everything. That sounds so cool to me.
Okay. Well, we'll agree to disagree. To our listeners, what do you guys think? If you see us in the halls, you can always tell us your answers.
We want to hear your opinions.
Thanks for cruising through the week with us. Make sure to tune in every week so you never have to ask yourself,
what did I miss?